Today we'll take a look at Ocean City's favorite Halloween candy,
as well as how to bake the spookiest brownies for this up-and-coming Halloween. Plus, we'll catch up with one of Ocean City's favorite teachers, Mrs. Scioli, in a spooky edition of Fast Five.
These stories and more, it all starts now on The Current OC, the Halloween edition.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to a special Halloween edition of The Current OC. I'm Bitson Perano.
And I'm Kira Riley. It's great to be back as we count down to the spookiest holiday on the calendar. Hey, Vincent, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
I mean, I love a Kit Kat, but I don't know how well those are ranked by the school.
So, let's find out. The Current OC set up a bracket-style tournament to determine what OC's favorite candy is.
We have Jaden Kuba here today to discuss what candy took first.
Happy Halloween, OCHS. We here at the Current OC ran a tournament bracket to see what OCH's favorite Halloween candy is. Now, ever since the toothpaste incident,
Kuba, we've had why aren't you in costume?
We're rehearsing today.
No, you idiot. We're filming today.
It's Wednesday.
No, it's Friday. Oh my God, you can never get anything right. You can never get anything right! Nice mummy costume, Kuba.
Thanks.
Anyways, which of these lucky 16 candies do you think will win the tournament?
Let's jump right into round one.
Round one.
Our first matchup of the day is Twix versus Whoppers. Now, me personally, I'm going with Twix.
You know, Whoppers are my personal favorite, but I do believe Twix are a bit objectively better.
Well, it seems like the rest of the school agrees with us, Kuba, with Twix winning a whopping 73% of the vote.
Get it? That wasn't funny.
Well, you know what is funny? Candy corn losing to Hershey's.
What? It's crazy. Candy corn's like the staple of Halloween.
I mean, I'm pretty sure like the rest of the school and the entire rest of the world probably disagrees with you, because the Hershey's won a delicious 2/3 of the vote.
Can you please stop?
Stop what?
You suck!
Our next matchup was Three Musketeers versus Starburst, of which the latter ended up taking the victory, surprising a grand total of nobody.
Up next, we had M&M's versus Skittles. Now, Skittles won this vote with around 53%, so sad day for all M&M fans and Danny DeVito.
I'm the luckiest!
Up next, we had Lollipops versus Mike and Ike's. Now, I know you love Mike and Ike's, Jaden, for whatever reason, but I guess you really do think that will suck that they lost to Lollipops.
It does suck, Kuba, but you know what doesn't suck? Snickers beating Airheads 60-40.
Our next two matchups that closed out round one were pretty uneventful.
Yeah, I don't really think anybody really cares about either of these.
Yeah, Reese's beat Milky Ways and Kit Kats beat Sweetest Fish, which we're sure shocked nobody.
And with this, we move on to round two.
Round two.
Starting off our round two, we had Twix versus Hershey's. Now, Kuba, which Twix do you prefer, right or left?
Middle.
Oh, okay then. Well, you'd be happy that Twix is, in fact, moving on to the next round.
Our next matchup is between two fruity candies, Starburst and Skittles.
I really think both of these are equally mediocre.
Well, it doesn't seem anyone disagrees with you, Jaden, with Starburst winning by only 10%.
This next matchup is our closest yet. Snickers managed to snick by and beat Lollipops by only 1%.
You need to stop!
Stop what? I'm not doing
you
anything!
You know exactly what you're doing, Jaden.
Oh my Lord, I can't have anything with you, ever!
Our next matchup was my personal favorite candy, Kit Kats versus Reese's.
What do you like about Kit Kats so much anyways, Kuba?
Well, they're really easy to share. With yourself.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Kuba, but Reese's beat Kit Kat.
Well, I guess sometimes people make the wrong choices, like you.
I'm sorry.
Good, you should be.
Round three.
Round three.
To introduce our semifinals today, we have Twix versus Starburst.
I love Twix, especially the many layers, the caramel goodness, and the wafers, and especially the chocolate, available now in select stores.
Personally, I could take it or leave it, but the whole school agrees with you, and Twix is our first finalist of the day.
And our last matchup for the semifinals is Reese's versus Snickers. And with an almighty 70%...
Reese's won! Jerk!
Dude, that's my line. Why do you always do this to me? Every single thing I do, you steal
Anyways,
from me!
Let's get on to our final round of the
you
day.
You are a thief.
Before we announce the final winner, we just wanted to thank everybody who voted. And we would also like to read off some of the reasons why voters chose the candy they picked. It better.
Good for cookie or candy craving.
Reese's are Sigma and Twix are Beta.
Twix has more going on.
peanut butter goodness!
Rebel Zobbly Pormantu Vihi.
Final round.
I'm not even sure what candy half of those people even wanted to win.
Yeah, and I can't really tell. Sorry if we cursed anybody out there, but I think it was honestly a mistake for us to even ask people for their opinions. You guys are weird.
No offense.
Well, it's time to see who the winner of the Current OC's 2023 Halloween Havoc Candy Bracket is. And without further ado, the winner is... Could you be any slower with opening it?
1 second.
And the winner of the Current OC's 2023 Halloween Havoc Candy Bracket is... Reese's!
Yeah, what a shocker.
Well, this has been Jaden Phillips and...
Kuba Klimchak.
Reporting for the Current OC. Hey, Kuba, no! Kuba, no! Kuba! Kuba, no!
Hey, now that we know Ocean City's favorite candy, let's talk about the top costumes of this year. No surprise, the most popular film of the year has a huge influence on what people are wearing. Google came out with the top costumes of 2023. The costumes range from dressing up as Margot Robbie's portrayal of Barbie, as people have been getting creative with wearing her 40-plus costumes she wears in the blockbuster movie. Disney stays a staple for kids all over, and Spider-Man never fails to take a spot in the top 10 as well. Here are the rest of the top 10 list. Among the other popular costumes, witch, fairy, Wednesday Addams, dinosaur, cowboy, ninja, and a bunny.
And happening around town, this past weekend, the Ocean City Skate Park hosted a Halloween costume skate as kids young and old skated for prizes and candy. Skateboarders got to put on the spookiest costumes for a chance to win prizes for best costume and best trick. Plus, there was candy for everyone.
Those are some awesome costumes, right, Vincent?
Totally, but you know who's even more awesome?
Who?
Mrs. Cioli. Here is a spooky edition of Fast Five. Take it away, Eli. Or should I say, Olaf?
What is your favorite Halloween candy?
I think Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
What was your favorite Halloween costume as a child?
One time I wore a full-on gorilla suit with a nurse's costume over it, and that was pretty good.
Outstanding. What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Can I do horror movie?
Yes.
Hereditary and Midsommar.
Ooh, good one, good one. All right, would you say that you scare easily?
No, not as easily as I wish I did.
What Halloween costume are you going for this year?
Unfortunately, I have to be a cowgirl because my 4-year-old is going to be a cowboy and wants me to, you know, play along.
Thank you. This has been Elijah Watson, reporting for the Current OC. Boo!
Well, looks like she does scare easily after all. That was awesome. Thanks, Mrs. Cioli. So, Kira, what time are you going out trick-or-treating tonight?
Come on, Vincent. We're too old for that. But if you're planning on going out, make sure you put on an extra layer.
Let's check out the forecast and see if weather is going to be a trick or a treat.
Thank you, Kira and Vincent. I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely going trick-or-treating this year. I'm making sure I get a full bag of candy. Anyway, for our weather this year, we're going to be in the low and mid 40s, with a chance of rain maybe? I'm not very sure yet. But our sun is going to set around 6, so keep in mind, younger trick-or-treaters. So definitely make sure to pack a sweater because it's going to be a little chilly. For our weather, we're going to say it's going to be a treat tonight.
Hey, thanks, Kaylin. Do you have any plans for Halloween night at all?
Well, I'm probably just going to eat candy, sleep, dream of candy, eat more candy.
Sounds pretty nice.
Sounds like fun. Now, let's talk about something sweet to eat for the Halloween season.
Now, what would Halloween be without the treats? It's time for some Halloween baking. Baking can be tricky for some, so we have Gianna Ripa here to share a recipe that will be great for any Halloween party.
Happy Halloween. We at the Current OC are going to show you how to make Halloween brownies. First off, you need to gather your ingredients, which include powdered sugar, granulated sugar, all-purpose flour, cocoa powder, chocolate chips, salt, 2 eggs, canola oil, water, vanilla extract, and blend it all together. Bake at 325 degrees, and then gather your cupcake trays and fold them into crescent moon shapes so you can get your ghost shape effect. Then you'll add frosting, eyes, and candy corn to get that spooky effect. This has been Gianna Ripa reporting for The Current OC.
Well, John baked these amazing treats for us, and they're so good. Well, that would do it for us on this Halloween edition of The Current OC.
Happy Halloween, OC. Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting oc-tv.org.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too. We leave you now with some animals enjoying their Halloween treats. Pumpkins are on the menu for these turtles.